Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And DJ Stewart joins us now. And good morning, DJ. Thanks for joining us. So how did it feel to get those the first three at-bats, first three hits, your first game back in the majors?
It felt great. I mean, I felt good this month. Been swinging the bat well. Just felt good to come back to Camden and be up here as a part of the 25-man roster as opposed to last year, the expanded roster of 40. It's just great to be back.
DJ, did you kind of wonder, because you've been hitting down in the minors, you wonder, like, what the hell are these guys waiting for up there?
No. Obviously, there's a lot that goes into it. Different things, and with us kind of starting this rebuild process, you know that it's going to be that. It's going to be a process. You can't dwell on the things that you can't control. Just got to play your game and control what you can control. And to me, I knew if I just continued to play my game and do what I was asked to do, that opportunity would come eventually.
DJ, did you think you did enough this spring to make the club, and how did you react to starting the year in AAA?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I played okay in spring, but I knew that there are things that I still needed to work on, and whether they wanted me to work on those things up here or in AAA, one way or the other, I knew there are still things that I needed to work on, and as there are, there's still things I need to work on now, even being here. You can't just be complacent with the player you are right now. You got to continue to grow every single day, and that's what I plan on doing throughout my time here right now as well.
Hey, DJ, what's like your normal routine now? Like, you get to the ballpark, and then I'm sure they're having you work on stuff that you need to work on. So kind of what's that routine at the park?
Normal routine at the park is I'll get there and, I'll go in the cage first, loosen up, do some T work, just mainly to get loose, get my swing loose. I'll watch some film on the pitcher that we're facing that night. And then if I have early work out on the field, it just depends on the day. If not, I'll go out in the outfield with our outfield coach, Arnie Baylor, and do some ground balls, balls off the wall, just certain things like that to kind of get me familiar with Camden. I had a little bit of experience with it last year, but just to make sure I know the ins and outs of the stadium and get me comfortable. Reading balls off the bat during BP is a big part of my day as well, just to, because that's when you're going to get the truest amounts of reads is off the bat of guys hitting during BP.
Talking to Orioles outfielder DJ Stewart here on 105.7 The Fan. DJ, you mentioned you were part of the expanded rosters last year in September. In your opinion, how much better a baseball player are you now than when you were here last September?
I think that I'm a much better baseball player. I've kind of learned more about myself as a player in this time that I've had in AAA this year, with it being my second time go around at that league, just kind of learning more about myself that I don't have to try to do too much, you know, just staying within myself and just being DJ, honestly, is good enough and not trying to do too much, you know. So I think that I'm a much better player. Last year I felt like I was ready up here when I got that call, but obviously, it's your first experience, and you kind of don't know what to expect, but I feel like I'm a lot more ready for the opportunity now than I was last year.
Hey, DJ, do MLB players, do they pay much attention to the draft, which is Monday? Maybe you didn't even know it was Monday, but it's Monday, and the O's have the first pick?
I think everyone kind of – we all know, like, when it is usually around the same time every single year. As far as paying attention to it, I think we all do. We'll know who who we're getting, especially us. We have that first overall pick. But for me, this year I am paying attention to it because, I mean, I still have certain guys at Florida State, or I also have a guy that went to my same high school who's supposed to be a top pick this year as well. So I'm kind of paying attention to see where he's going to go, as well as what the Orioles are going to do in the draft.
So do you know much about Adley Rutschman or Bobby Witt Jr.?
I've heard more about Adley just because college guy. I know he's a switch hitting catcher and has been doing really, really well this year. But other than that, that's about all I know about him.
Well, let's take us back to 2015, DJ, where you, when you were the 25th pick overall, first round pick by the Orioles. What was that day like for you?
Oh, that day was super special. It was kind of a bittersweet thing because I was hoping that we would still be playing in the NCAA tournament, but we got eliminated. I think it was the day before, 2 days before the draft. I went back home with my family. We had a big party. Family and friends came over, had some food, watched the draft. Everyone that my closest friends and family with me, just to share that experience with me. It was unbelievable. I mean, it's a dream come true. You spent your whole life waiting for that moment, and for it to happen, just see your name go across that screen is unbelievable.
Do you follow Florida State much now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I keep up with them every chance I get, especially in this year with it being 11s last year. I'm happy to see that they got into the tournament. They're actually playing today at noon, so.
What's the matter with the football team, DJ? What's the matter with that football team?
I don't know. I guess we're in a little bit of a rebuild there too. Trying to get players in there that kind of fit the system that Coach Taggart wants to run, and just everyone be on the same page. I think he's finally got a grasp of the coaching staff that he wants there, and that can contribute to the team that he's looking to put together and get us back to where we need to be.
Talking to Orioles outfielder DJ Stewart here on 105.7 The Fan. DJ, what I like about you is you're a really good athlete, but you don't necessarily – I think we talked about this during spring training when we came on with the show, but you don't necessarily look like a stereotypical great athlete. Do you take people by surprise? You can steal a bag, but you don't look like that guy that's going to go out there and steal 20 bases.
Yeah, I think people kind of – yeah, I don't know if it's cliche to say, they kind of judge me by the outside than the actual player that I am. They see my body type, that I'm a bigger guy, and think that I'm more of a power guy as far as hitting and stuff. When I get on base, I won't run. But sometimes that works to my advantage. They don't pay as much attention to me on the base path, and if they don't, then I'll take advantage of that and try to take a bag for a team, get in scoring positions for someone else and drive me in.
What else did you play in high school besides baseball? Anything?
Besides baseball, in high school I played football as well. But middle school and all the way growing up, I did track. I did baseball, basketball, football. Pretty much any sport that I would kind of try to experiment with all of them. But the main thing in high school was football and baseball. And I think that's kind of.
What'd you play in football, DJ?
In football, I was a running back and an outside linebacker. I like scoring touchdowns, but I was actually kind of one of those guys who enjoyed hitting guys more than scoring touchdowns.
Well, your body type, probably that's good for it.
Yeah,
definitely. I enjoyed football a lot. I thought I was going to try to do both in college, but it was actually the first time in my life that I had actually just played one sport. And everyone was telling me that they thought that my future would be in baseball. And I kind of wanted to see where baseball would take me, just because I never just concentrated on baseball. It always been football as well, or basketball. So I kind of just wanted to take that leap in my life and just see how baseball would do. And fortunate enough, it's landed me here.
Who's your pro team? Football.
Pro football team. I'm a Jaguars fan. Okay. I also like the Bucks because Jameis Winston and I are good fans. Okay. And I mean, I'm a stay at home because I'm from Jacksonville area. That's my team. But now with Jameis in Tampa, and now I have Hayden here in Baltimore, and I'm an Oriole as well. So I pay attention to those teams too. But my team's the Jaguars.
Hey, last thing before we let you go, Mike Elias was asked a couple weeks ago during a press conference about when to bring prospects up, and one of the things he said was, "I want them to get enough seasoning so when they get here, they're here to stay." Reading into that for you, it means you must feel like, hey, I could be here to stay. Now, I know you don't want to rest on your laurels, but you must feel good that now you're here with what he said.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel good about what I did in AAA and him saying that he wants us to be seasoned. And I honestly took everything that he said in spring training to heart and just went to AAA with that on my mind and to work on all of that. And I hope I'm up here to stay, but I mean, you never know. I know CD is he's battling a little bit of an injury right now, and then we have Mark, who's also rehabbing right now, getting ready to come back. So, I mean, I can't really focus on that. I'm just gonna go out there and be DJ and try to do the best that I can to contribute to the team and get us some wins and see whatever they want to do and let them make those decisions. That's out of my hand. I just can be DJ and play baseball.
Orioles outfielder DJ Stewart, thanks again so much for your time. Continue good luck here in Baltimore.
Thanks, DJ.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me.
Appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.